Help. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Michael from Local Splash. Can I speak with Ms. Wendy Martin?
Yeah, this is her. What's up?
Hi, Wendy. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Good.
Wonderful. Well, Wendy, I'm actually just doing a follow-up call. I'm not sure if you remember. We spoke actually like a day ago, like the 21st. This is in regards to your Google business profile. So I'm just doing a follow-up. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but you're really cutting in and out. I'm sorry. Come again, please.
Let me go into another room. My Wi-Fi does not work good in my bedroom for some reason.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Sure.
Hold on. That's right. I'm just getting frustrated because my Google back up. And I wasted money that I don't have thinking I can get this Google back up, and it's not even back up.
I really do apologize to hear that, Wendy. I believe that we both already agree that we're still working with your Google business profile to be reinstated. When we spoke way back on October 21st, as what I mentioned before, you give us access to your Google profile, which was already suspended, but we're able to reinstate it in a day. Even informed me that the time from given from Google normally takes 10 days, but we would really try our best to do that or to have it reinstated in less than 10 days. That's also the same reason, you know, I extended your billing for a week. So instead of getting billed, which happens to be every 9th, I move it by the 16th, so we have room for this kind of request. We haven't heard back from Google yet. And I know that you're frustrated about what you told me, but of course, we already submitted the documents needed, the business documents we have for your business, and we're just waiting for Google to reinstate it. In fact, we submitted an appeal today because you sent us another email yesterday and also on the 22nd, to make a follow-up, even if we already spoke on the 21st and explained to you how it works as well. So we submitted another appeal. Even if, I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
Okay. Did you guys send out an appeal, you said?
We just sent out another appeal today, yes.
Okay. I wonder how long will it take to hear back from them?
As what I mentioned to you on the 21st, the regular time frame for a Google profile to be reinstated normally takes 10 days. But on the day that you give us access to your Google profile, we're able to reinstate it for just a day. So we're trying a lock again to at least reinstate it less than 10 days. But of course, you know, we don't have any control of how long Google will respond. So what we can only do is, if you don't respond in a days or a few days, then we'll submit an appeal. But in your case, you know, we submitted the reinstatement request on the 21st, the same day that we spoke. But you sent us an email to make a follow-up yesterday and also on the 22nd. So our team already submitted another appeal today and to see if we can expedite the process.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So the only thing we actually need from you here is that, of course, I know that you made a payment as well. You've been with us for, I think, 13 days. But, yeah, that's the same reason I extended your billing for at least a week. So that in that way, at least for that week that you stay with us, you know, we're just going to extend your billing so you won't have to pay us until November 16th. So the solution I'm actually came up here is that it's either we continue the reinstatement process.
What day did I sign up with you? What was the date?
That was on, let me check the billing here, hold on. That was on October 9th.
Okay. Damn, I signed up on October 9th? Are you sure? I don't think so.
You are correct. We sent you also the invoice. That's the same day that you made a payment.
On October 9th?
Yes, ma'am. That's October 9th, correct.
I thought it was just like last week.
No, that was on October 9th. I'm sorry. That was last Wednesday, so like 13 days ago.
Okay. And then what about the Facebook? I'm not getting no hits on Facebook.
You mean the Facebook ads campaign?
Yep.
Let me go ahead and check your dashboard real quick here.
I mean, I got some scammers that tried to get in touch with me.
I'm looking at a record here. You're just giving us access to your Facebook business page way back on October 15th. So technically, we barely started the campaign yet. But as we speak, I do see here that you're already getting impressions and also reach, and you already get 17 clicks from the campaign.
Yeah, but I'm getting messages from scammers.
In terms of this kind of campaign, you know, we're doing Facebook ads, so technically we'll make sure that you will be visible in the entire platform, like in Facebook. So technically, ma'am, in terms of messages that you'll be getting, of course, since anyone can see you, anyone can also message you. So what we can only advise a client if they receive spam messages or emails pertaining from Facebook or, let's say, not a potential client, we do really encourage them to, that they can easily block them from your Facebook page, or if they send you any link, you know, we would really ask you not to click any links.
Right.
And you can also track those leads or organic leads you're getting as well on the dashboard.
Right.
If it's not a good lead or it's a spam message, then you can easily block them as well on the dashboard.
Okay.
So going back to your Google business profile, you the reinstatement process, which is file an appeal today, but if you like, you know, since your Google profile was already suspended when you sign up with us, a new one, like, there will be like a verification process required for that.
There'll be a what?
Like a Google verification, like to verify that you're a legitimate business, so, like, you know, like what you did when you created your Google business profile before.
Right.
So if you're gonna okay with that, then we're just gonna proceed with creating you a new one. We're gonna create a new one right now, and then we're gonna ask you to do the verification, either via phone message, a phone call, or a video verification.
Yeah, I just did a video verification the other day. Did it not go through? But then, I didn't know you're supposed to show your license plate. I didn't show my license plate. The guy who told me how to do it didn't mention nothing about their license plate. But then I watched another video the other day, and it said you're supposed to show them your license plate number. I don't know. I'm getting frustrated.
I'm sorry. I don't think that we did a Google radio verification. We did not ask you to do that, actually.
I did a video verification. I talked to a lady at your company.
That was yesterday?
No. That was last week.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That was on the 16th. That was actually the 16th. And that's also when the account is being suspended as well. So I would say that the Google video verification did not go through. So the only thing that we can, you know, think right now is that since we're having problem on the Google profile you have, like the one that you created, that is being suspended again, then we can definitely just create a new one, like start a brand new Google profile.
Will y'all do it for me?
Yes, ma'am. We can always create one for you. But I'm just giving you a heads up that once you create a new one, of course, there will be like a Google verification required again.
Right. And then it's probably not going to go through, will it?
Well, as long as you have the business documents needed, for example, you have the business documents that prove that you're the business owner, like if you have, of course, a license, if you have business registration, invoices, if you have business cards, you know, anything that only prove that you're associated with a business.
Yeah, I have that.
Right, then we can definitely just start from there instead.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, we're going to request our back office team to create a new Google business profile for you today. And if there's any verification available, then we're going to contact you right away.
Okay.
So normally
honestly, I make a lot of money on Google, and I have been down for like a month, and it's like really hurting me.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it
okay.
just happened. It was actually for the existing Google profile you have. So hopefully with the new one we'll be creating, we can, you know, avoid or prevent something like this again.
Right.
Great. So I'll create a new one for you here. And if there's any verification needed, normally the initial verification is like to send you a one-time code. So we're going to let you know if you can complete it within the day.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Aside from this one, Wendy, anything else?
That's it.
All right, then. Well, of course, we'll do our very best here. Again, reminding you that your next billing, again, will be on the 16th. We'll try our very best to have your Google profile to be working, to be verified as soon as we could. But again, if you're still not happy with the result, if you're still having the same issue, of course, you're always free to give us a call at least 3 days before November 16th so you will automatically be billed, okay?
Thank you for your help.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time again, Wendy. And yeah, I wish you have a great day ahead, man. You stay well.
All right. You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.